Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Grindstone Fitness Studio, a full-service gym offering equipment for traditional exercise like weight and cardiovascular training, as well as specialized classes. Choices include personal training, spinning, yoga, Pilates, and more. All classes taught by certified professionals. More information is available at 443-4447, Grindstone Fitness Studio, 3005 Chinaberry Drive in Columbia.
From the Missouri School of Journalism, welcome to Global Journalist. I'm Jim Flink. This week, we're looking at journalism in Pakistan. The country remains a treacherous place for journalists to do their jobs. In the past 3 weeks, two different explosive devices have been found at the home of a television journalist in Peshawar, a city in northern Pakistan. Reporters Without Borders has described the country as, quote, long the world's deadliest country for media personnel, end quote. A group of journalists from across Pakistan is now visiting the Missouri School of Journalism to learn more about journalistic practice in the West and to teach us about the state of reporting in Pakistan. Among other things, they say they are frustrated with the way Pakistan is being portrayed in American media, and they hope this visit will help to change minds. Joining us on Global Journalist this week are Khalid Khan. He's been a staff reporter at the Peshawar Bureau of the English language daily, The News International, since February 2008, covering the provincial assembly, political events, and issues related to Afghan refugees. News International is the leading English language newspaper in Pakistan and is published from Karachi, Lahore, and Islamabad. Yasser Qazi is national program manager at Hot FM 105 Radio Network, the largest FM radio network in Pakistan. Since March 2012, he's been responsible for the programming of the entire radio network, consisting of 14 stations operating in the main cities of Pakistan. Asma Razak is a staff reporter at Abtak, an Urdu language television station in Islamabad. She covers financial issues and the Pakistani Ministry of Finance, among other things. And thank you all for joining us today on Global Journalist. So let's talk first of all about the visit. You've been in the United States for, what, a little more than a week, right?
Yeah.
You know, you've been to New York and to Washington. First impressions of the U.S. and of your reception here?
We found it as a very excellent experience. And we are here for around 2 weeks. And we met the people from various sorts of various classes of the society. We met the diplomats. We met the policymakers. Mm-hmm. We met the common people. We met the journalists of America, United States of America. So, of course, the perception which we had in mind before visiting United States of America is different. Is the perception after visiting the country is better than the perception we had in our minds before visiting USA.
And the East-West Center is designed to do just that, to improve relations and understanding between these two nations,
course,
in particular. So in terms of the relationship and the understanding of how the Western media covers Pakistan, earlier today I heard from some of your colleagues that there is some frustration with the way that particularly your country is characterized by the U.S. media in particular. It seems to focus on the negative, not so much on the positive. Mm-hmm. You want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, exactly. First of all, I will say that this visit is very much informative for us. And we had some other perceptions, and we had in our minds that in USA, we will not be welcomed so heartedly. But when we came here, we found that the people here are very much, very nice, and they were very much enthusiastic. And they were eager to know about our country as well. And secondly, we found that the general perception in the minds of people there in Pakistan is that there are anti-Pakistani sentiments in the minds of common American people. But when we came here, we found that the reality is contrary to what the people there in Pakistan think about this country. Because the people here are very much, you can say that, they want to know about more and more about Pakistan, and they want to their culture diverse. The culture is very much diverse, and the people are not limited to their lives. And they welcomed us, and we went to meet some diplomats, some political personalities, and we found that the U.S. government is taking interest in Pakistan now. And I think that after election 2013 in Pakistan and the new government has formed, so these are the efforts of the new government of Pakistan as well, that the U.S. government is now taking interest in the affairs of Pakistan in general.
But I will tell my own story, my experience. After a long and exhausting journey, when we landed at Honolulu Airport, it was a pleasant place, we can say heaven on earth. But when we were leaving for Washington, D.C., we, for three generations from Peshawar, as I'm from Peshawar, the bordering town with Afghanistan, and my name is Khalid Khan. So the Khan is usually used by Pashtun people, Afghan people. So me and my two other colleagues from Peshawar were staff on the Honolulu Airport for extra security search, and sure. Even the search was so lengthy that we miss our flight. We miss our colleagues. We miss our luggage. They were already checked in. But thanks to Anne, who is our coordinator from East West Center. She stayed with us, and she encouraged us that it happened in the U.S., particularly when you are going through airports or airlines and American airlines. So it was a harsh experience, and I myself and my two colleagues complained. I registered my complaint that at least they should tell us that you have to pass through this pit down, and it is our part of the system. And even at Los Angeles Airport, when we missed the same flight, we remained in Honolulu, and then on the other morning got another flight, and it was Los Angeles. And at Los Angeles, the behavior of the security personnel was very cooperative. They told us that the American Airlines has suggested to do extra search, and you will not mind that it's part of our security. So my complaint and is that at least they should tell us that it's a part of our system, and sure. You have to pass through this. So it was hard, but overall, it's a good visit. I must say that when I told this story at State Department, so a high official in State Department apologized for it and said right. That we apologize for that.
It is so interesting to me. Pakistan is the world's fifth largest democracy, yep. The second largest Islamist democracy, allies with the United States for decades, and yet more recently, maybe more characterized by a tense relationship. And yet you all, to a person, agreed that a year ago, were we having this conversation, we might be focusing more on the negative, the tension. But now things are improving. Explain what has happened in the last 12 months, in addition to the new government being in place, that has changed the relationship, perhaps amidst continuing drone strikes, amidst some other issues, that relationship is improving. Why so?
Actually, the main reason behind this, my other colleague will also talk about it, but the main reason is the U.S. troops or the foreign troops which are based in Afghanistan. And 2012 is the withdrawal year. In August this year, the U.S. troops or foreign troops they will start their gradual withdrawal from Afghanistan.
Right.
So Pakistan is the easiest way, and it's the land route. It provides the land route,
right.
And U.S. Troops or other foreign troops will use the land routes of Pakistan while shifting their heavy machine equipments or when they are going back from Afghanistan. And that's why Pakistan is bordering about 2,400 kilometer border with Afghanistan.
Right.
And if you want to peace and stability in Afghanistan, So you have to have good relation with Pakistan. That's why U.S. is focusing more on to have to strengthen its develop relation with Pakistan, and also to get together these two neighboring countries.
And we should know, Khalid Khan, that you are from the northern tribal regions, and so you're much in tune with that relationship and what's going on. For those of you who may be further away.
There is a number of reasons for this, to develop the soft image of United States of America among the people of Pakistan, especially the people of Pakistan, because once upon a time there was a slogan that "Go America, go." But now when this situation has happened, that American forces, U.S. forces are about to be withdrawn from the area, the people of Pakistan are compelled to say that "Stay America, stay." So this is an interesting fact. One of the reasons, which is among the circles of various circles, one of the reasons of such development of soft image of United States of America is after 2010, because in 2010, there was a supreme flood in Pakistan. And after that, the development projects from USAID and various organizations which are related to United States of America, being a positive step, the people of Pakistan have appreciated it, and they need such type of economic support from United States of America in the field of education, in the field of agriculture and energy. And the second thing, America has now focused on the awareness among the people of Pakistan that what USA is doing for the people of Pakistan, for the development of people of Pakistan, in their own local languages through television and radio advertisements and in print media advertisements. So the image of United States of America is day by day changing in the sights of the people of Pakistan. And as Asma said, that the current government, Nawaz Sharif government, has also played a vital role in development of the terms between both countries and developing the soft image of United States of America.
I think that the relations started improving after the visit of our new Prime Minister, Mohammad Nawaz Sharif's visit to President Obama. I think they both sat together and they committed to strengthen the relations, the economic relations as well. Obama told Mr. Nawaz Sharif that U.S. government is committed to provide financial support to even the power projects of Pakistan, because Pakistan is energy deficient. So he said that Pakistan has been provided by USA provided financial aid to add, 1,000 megawatt to the national grid. And so the relations improved suddenly after Prime Minister Mohammad Nawaz Sharif visited USA after the formulation of the new government in Pakistan. So now the gradual change is just because that the both countries are just thinking about strengthening relations and just to forget the things that were bettering the relations between the two.
You're listening to Global Journalist. I'm Jim Flink. Today we're talking with a group of journalists from Pakistan on the differences between the media there and here in the United States. Joining us, Khalid Khan from the News International, Yasir Ikhazi from Pakistan's Hot FM 105 radio network, and Asma Razak, who is with the Abtak television network. Performing your job in your country, and I'm guessing maybe it's different in the northern tribal regions than it might be in the urban areas, but it is a dangerous job. You said 94 deaths in the last 10 years, and I'm curious about your perspective about how that changes whether you're in a northern tribal region or whether you're in an urban area. Anyone want to weigh in on that?
It is, in overall Pakistan, it is very much difficult to report the truth, because whether you are in any sort of any area of Pakistan, it is more difficult in the tribal areas, because there is a situation of, like in Karachi, we work in, I'm based in Karachi. Mm. There are many militant wings of various political organizations which pressurize you to report as per their wish and desire. So that is very difficult. without passion, you cannot perform your job there, because journalism in East, and especially in the countries like Pakistan, is very much difficult. And to do justice with your job and to be loyal with your job, along with keeping truth along with you, it is so difficult. So whoever is doing this job in Pakistan is appreciable, and whoever knows about the difficulty on ground, because it is a land of, you know, bomb blasts, and it is a land of suicide bombers. And so going among them and to reporting from those areas, you talked about 94 journalists. Most of the journalists are among these journalists who breathed for the last time during performing their jobs in such type of dangerous areas. And Khalid Khan will be focusing about his area, because he belongs to tribal area.
I must say that journalism in tribal areas is a difficult task, because in tribal area, in some tribal agency, the militants and military are in fighting, and one cannot go. Even a journalist, a local journalist, cannot report from there. And if you report against a militant organization, and if you report against military people, so for a journalist, they both are dangerous, because you have to be neutral, in other words. And in tribal area, most of the tribal area are, as I told earlier, that it's bordering Afghanistan. So all of the journalists who belong to tribal area had shifted to settler district. I'm from to Peshawar or other big cities. So you cannot report an actual position, because you have for military operation, you have to get in permission from the army people. That's called ISPR. That's when, and if you go against the militants, so you will receive threats from them. So it's very difficult in our area, in tribal area, to do journalism.
There is much to be hopeful about in your country. Literacy rates, particularly among young people, is at an exceedingly high level across the country, rising. The economy, which you cover, it seems to be showing some signs of hope. What gives you hope in covering a lot of the stories at home?
Yeah, till the last year, 2013, I was thinking about the Pakistani economy in a very pessimistic way.
Right.
I was thinking that Pakistan has to go to IMF now and will be requesting some amount of money. Pakistan has gone to IMF now, and has and $6.6 billion have been approved by IMF to Pakistan economy. But one thing is there, that the new government has presented a set of reforms, economic reforms. Mm. And these reforms include the 2% addition in general sales tax. And now we have to pay 17% general sales tax on purchase of one thing. And also the government, the Federal Board of Revenue has a set of reforms that is just to increase the total number of taxpayers in Pakistan. You know that just 1% of the total population of Pakistan is paying taxes. So, so now the government's main focus is to increase these numbers. And they have now taken a number of initiatives that include the federal excise duties enhancement, also the income. And now I'm earning around about 70,000 rupees per month, but I have to pay 1,200 rupees in income, in the name of income tax, each month. And it's up to my employer, who deducts from my salary this amount and deposit it in government treasury. So these are the reforms that are making Pakistan developed. And if we see that Pakistan is an energy deficient country, we see that there are many initiatives that are being taken to enhance the to enhance power plants in the country. For example, Dasu Dam, Dasu Power Project, that has been promised by the U.S. government to provide financial aid for. And also the Dhiramir Basha Dam. And these are the projects that would be adding almost 2,000 megawatts to the national grid in the coming years. So I'm seeing that I'm very optimistic about the economic future of the country. So I think that the GDP rate of the country at the end of this financial year, that is 2013-14, would not be less than 4.
You speak of the reformist government. It strikes me, and as a very casual observer, that the trial of Pervez Musharraf and the general atmosphere where the media, you, are holding the government more accountable, and the government in response is being much more accountable on any one of a number of levels, is one of the big turns. Is the Musharraf trial more symbolic, less symbolic of that sort of reformist government at work, do you sense?
I think it is more symbolic.
Okay.
It is a hot topic in today's...
Because the military won't intervene now in a way that it might have in the past.
Yeah. It seems more symbolic. But we are used to surprise decisions by the judiciary of Pakistan, or we are used to see the situations, various surprise situations. If we see the past history of last 20 years, two decades, we can see there are many surprise decisions. So we cannot predict what will be the exact result of this all, but it seems more symbolic.
Right.
But the punishment for a high treason is capital punishment,
right.
And Musharraf.
And that's the path that this continues to stay on. I think many people thought this trial would never take place, that at some point they would grant Musharraf the exit that he has been asking for, and yet that hasn't happened. Does that give the whole of the Pakistani populace some hope? I mean, obviously there are going to be some pro-Musharraf people that don't like that, but does that give people hope?
Yeah, people are, hopeful, and judicial system in Pakistan has improved after the former ex-chief justice who was Iftikhar Muhammad Chaudhary. And he has paved a new way for judicial system in Pakistan. So the people are hopeful that the rebels, the people who are against the constitution, who have formulated the new policies and that are totally against the constitution of Pakistan, would be imprisoned and would be tried here in country.
Earlier today, one of your colleagues talked about the many sacrifices, the yearning for sovereignty in your country, the yearning for self-governance and sovereignty, and how important that is, and that it was very important that the West, that the U.S. understand that you've lost 60,000 civilian lives and in the war on terror, and almost 100 journalists, and that was a message that I believe it was she hoped that Western media would embrace and understand. Do you think Western media understands that? Should it do a better job?
Very sorry to say that Western media, and including the media of United States of America, doesn't highlight the positive image of Pakistan, positive activities of Pakistan, because whenever we such type of exchange programs bring together the experiences of various fields, especially the journalists. And when we had sessions for 3 days with our U.S. colleagues at Honolulu, Hawaii, first of all, we asked them that what is the image of Pakistan in your sight?
Right.
So that was not so hopeful. And that is because of the issues highlighted by the Western media, especially U.S. media. And we were discussing yesterday about the positive changes in Pakistan, not only the activities of local level, but there are certain things. There are sportsmen, there are mountaineers, there are people from various fields who need exposure on international level. For instance, I can tell you that around 2 months back, there was a youth festival, Punjab Youth Festival in Punjab, the people of Pakistan, the youth of Pakistan made around 19 world records, which were endorsed by the Guinness Book of World Records.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no mention about it in Western media. So positive things which are happening in Pakistan, because there's not only bomb blast, but there are flower shows, there are Karachi Literature Festival, literature festivals, there are music conferences of international level, but those are not endorsed and reported in Western media. Only the negative image of Pakistan, negative things of Pakistan are interpreted. The same question we asked from ABC News, we visited ABC News and also CNN. One of the responsibles of ABC News admitted this thing that and this is the reality that we focus negative things because, according to him, and which is a universal fact also, that news is not a positive thing. News is also whatever negative is.
One thing I would like to highlight here that from economic point of view, Pakistan has lost 60,000 lives in war against terror. And Pakistan had been promised the coalition support fund by USA. Pakistan was promised that post 9/11, it will be provided around about more than $20 billion in the name of coalition support fund in the coming years. But unfortunately, Pakistan has just received around $10 billion. And we have to face a loss of $80 billion in this regard. But the U.S. government is not paying a heed to whatever the Pakistani government is saying in this respect. And so we are just looking at the U.S. government to reimburse our amount of money that we spent in the name of coalition support fund. But
are you hopeful that in this era of social media and in this era of citizen journalism and all of the things that we're seeing, Arab Spring, all the world over, that the gap in coverage that a Western media might be leaving will be filled by people who are passionate about justice or about coverage of world events? Are you hopeful, and are you seeing that impact?
Of course we are, of course.
Yeah.
Not only the era of social media, but also the person-to-person contact, which is going to be improved day by day, and between the people of Pakistan and people of United States of America. Individual contacts and such type of scholarship programs like Fulbright Scholarship, because Pakistan is the largest beneficiary of this Fulbright scholarships. These cultural exchanges, these journalistic exchanges, these are putting the people of Pakistan together with the people of United States of America. And we are hopeful that Western media would be covering positive image of Pakistan also. And the perception, as I told you, which was a decade or two decades earlier, that is going to be changed positively. And that will give us more better results in the time to come.
And if journalists abdicate that responsibility, is there enough immersion of cell phone devices? You know, because we talked about the penetration of radio signal, but is there enough of these devices going on around Pakistan to get the message out, to get the word out?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, technology in Pakistan is very cheap as compared to here in USA. And you know that the mobile companies are offering text messages, packages. So you can very easily propagate something on your text message and forward it to all your contacts.
Sure.
So I think that it is very cheaper way now to communicate something.
And with about 20 seconds, in the tribal regions, is that true as well?
I don't think so. In tribal area, people have very little access to such devices because people don't have access to internet. And I think radio is the major source of. So radio can play a big role, and Radio Liberty, Voice of America, and BBC is largely listened in that area.
A half an hour isn't nearly enough time to discuss the many issues that we share together between our two countries. That's all for this edition of Global Journalist, produced by the Reynolds Journalism Institute and the Missouri School of Journalism. Joining us on the program today were Khalid Khan from the News International, Yasser Qazi from Pakistan's Hot FM 105 radio network, and Asma Razak from the Abtak television network. Our executive producer and audio engineer is Casey Morell. Travis McMillan from the Reynolds Journalism Institute is our technical director. Join us again next time for another edition of Global Journalist. I'm Jim Flink.